Yes. Been there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you all gathered together. I want to welcome you all here, and George thinks that this party is for me, and he's correct. And everything is about me, really. But no, George, this is about you.
Amen.
It's about you. The folks here from the VFW have gathered together. Well, they were worried about you finding out, so we put Carla on one side of you and your daughter on the other side of you, and I just told Bruce. Bruce says, does he know what's going on? I said, no, he's just like me and you. You put women around us, we have no not a clue of what's going on. Here comes Nancy. Now we have more supervision. That's good. We actually, Nancy should get an award for keeping you out of trouble for all these years. But now, George, this is about you. It's about recognizing your continuous service and membership in the VFW. And, you know, I talk in church on Sunday about being the light and light of Jesus Christ, that you role model the behavior, that you walk the walk and talk the talk. And George Vreeland does that. George doesn't just talk to you about it, he does it. And he leads from the front, and he leads by example, and he tells the story to everybody that'll listen. A story of freedom and pride and service and the opportunity to not only serve a military group, but serve a retired military group. And we don't retire, we reload.
That's right.
So, George, these plaques are from the Veterans of Foreign Wars. All you military folks, y'all stand up. Continuous Membership Award for George C. Vreeland in recognition of 54 years of continuous membership in the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States of America. In witness thereof, we are presenting and set our hands on this official seal of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States this 25th day of December, year 215. Wilford J. Jarvis, Commander, Robert P. Waite, Adjutant. And on the other side is a Meritorious Service Award. It says Veterans of Foreign Wars presented to George C. Vreeland for meritorious and distinguished service in furthering the aims and ideals of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States, given this 25th day of December 2015. Commander Brian Willett, Adjutant Leroy Williams, Jr., and if you would present that to George. You can sit back down for a second because this good looking young man next to me, Brian Willett, who I just found out served with me. He remembers when I had hair and was really scared.
He didn't have hair then either.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's great to be in Wales. And I couldn't believe when I saw Gary, I honestly didn't recognize him right away. And I heard the voice and someone called him Gary and put it together real quick. And I went back with Gary about 25 years when he was working in Springfield as a recruiter. Actually, longer than that. Yeah. When I enlisted in the regular army, he was recruiting for the National Guard at that time. And I met him there at MEPS way long ago. And he ended up being my teacher at Quincy College. And he was one of my instructors, one of my professors at Quincy College in Springfield. So it was really great to have him, to see him again. It's a real honor to be here in Georgia. Whenever we get to honor our World War II veterans, a special moment. My grandfather served in the Second World War. And I'm sure your family, like us, like my family, and my wife Gina's here, and her grandfather also served in the Second World War. And we learned that the price of freedom is very high, what the sacrifice the families went through at that time. My grandfather was active in the American Legion. Post 420, and Gina's grandfather was actually a district commander in Hamden County. So we come from a veteran-related family, and those that made the commitment to after they get out of the military, continuing to serve their fellow veterans, as you have for more than 54 years. And it's an honor to be here. And what you all have held together here in Wales is incredible. Wales is like the outpost of outposts. You see the cavalry hat back there. We know we're in the wild countries of out in the woods here, away from Springfield, away from Holyoke and Chicopee, our main center of District 7. But what you've held together here is incredible, and it's a testament to the dedication of veterans like you, George, and Will, and Gary, and all the vets here, all the VFW members here today. And I have a certificate from our commander, Joe Stavolta, our state commander, and Joe couldn't be here today. And this is a grateful nation remembers certificate of appreciation presented to George Vreeland in recognition of the courage and commitment to all Americans who served their nation during World War II. Seldom have so many sacrificed or given so much of themselves to their country. A grateful nation thanks World War II veterans and their families for giving their all. Thank you for your legacy. And this certificate was commissioned on May 29, 2004 for the dedication of the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I was there on that day, and that was one of my proudest moments to be there representing my grandfather, who had passed away 2 years before. Certificate of appreciation presented to George Vreeland, an expression of sincere appreciation in full praise for services rendered to District 7 Veterans of Foreign Wars and its program, signed Commander Brian Willett and Adjutant Leroy Williams. And the other certificate signed Commander Joe Stavolta and Allison Cumming, Adjutant State Adjutant. So I'd like to present this to you at this time.
Now, Todd, if you come down front, we're blessed to have our favorite state representative.
That's right.
Yes. One of our own locals, Todd Spohler.
Let's give it up.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here in Wales. You know, my favorite Wales story, and I haven't shared this with too many locals, is I've been at the State House for 15 years. I was an aide before I was a state representative, and the State House is the largest building in the city of Boston blockwise. It takes up two full blocks. It's the largest footprint. So when you move around the building and you see that somebody is lost, it's easy to figure out. And I remember one day, it was a couple of years ago, I was coming down the hallway, and I saw two people older, maybe in their 60s or 70s, and they were clearly lost. And I said, "Can I help you, you know, find your way?" I said, "Are you looking for something?" And they said, "Oh, you know, we're just touring the building and we're trying to get to a couple of different places." And they had in British accents. And so I said, "Well, I can show you a few things," talk to them a little bit. And they asked me about the district that I represented. I told them I was a state representative and I went through my list of towns. And they looked at each other and they said, "Oh my God, we're from Wales." And I said, "Really?" They said, "Yeah, Wales, England." And I said, "Wow, isn't that interesting?" And they said, "Do you mean to tell me there's a Wales, Massachusetts?" And I said, "Yes, there's a Wales, Massachusetts."
Yes,
so it absolutely tickled them. And actually, I gave them a tour of the building. And 2 weeks later, they were home. And they sent me the nicest note from Wales, England, saying that they were so proud they, by divine intervention, felt they ran into the rep that represented Al-Qaeda. So you guys became famous on another level. And when you look at the event that we are gathered here for today, you can see that in a community that's known as a small town, it is small town people that actually make this community what it is, which is why we're here to recognize George today. When you think about that greatest generation that George is a member of, you think about the great things that they left us. You think about the things that they saw, the things that they did, and the example that they left for every single generation that is to follow. You're not going to find a generation like that great generation of World War II. And that's because of the things that they were a part of. But when they came home, when those men and women came home from their service to this country, they didn't just sit around in our communities and do nothing. They built our churches, they built our businesses, they started our schools. They are the ones that actually kept the backbone of what our towns are all about together. And as you can see, and as you know from the years of involvement that George has had in this community and in so many other good works, that really says something special about the individual that he is, and something special about that entire generation of people that represent the very best of what the United States of America is all about. We are excited to be here today for you, George, because of your service to this country. We know that this generation, every year that goes by, we lose a few more from this generation. And so it is important for every single one of us to appreciate those things which they did for every single one of us. We are the freest nation in the world because of people like George Vreeland and the sacrifice that he has made. And if you know anything about George, which I suspect most of you here do, it's not the kind of thing that they go around stuffing their chests out and bragging about. It's not what it's all about, and that's not the kind of people that they are. They are the types of people that want to set that good example and do those good works within our communities because they know that this great system of democracy and of what this country stands for is something that's worth preserving. Mm-hmm. And every single day of our lives, without that sacrifice of veteran men and women, we do not have this great experience called the United States of America. Mm-hmm. To George Vreeland, today, I am very honored and blessed to be here with you, your family and your friends, your community, and to recognize you on behalf of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with this citation, which says, "Be it hereby known to all that the Massachusetts House of Representatives offers its sincerest congratulations to George Vreeland in recognition of your dedicated service to community and country as a United States veteran and your more than 50 years of commitment as a charter member of the VFW. The entire membership extends its very best wishes and expresses the hope for future good fortune and continued success in all endeavors given this third day of January 2016. That's by the Speaker of the House, Bob DeLeo, and offered to you by your state representative and by the 6.5 plus million residents of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. George, thank you and Godspeed to you." This on the dashboard of his card, it's a get out of jail free card.
Can I borrow that too much?
No.
That's
only for him, that's it.
Wow, look at that. You want to take it?
Yeah, sure. Thank you all very much. This is one day I'll never forget it. You've all been good to me. I consider you good friends, always. I've met some nice people, and I'm still meeting nice people, such as today. I just met a lot of them. Again, I say, Foshy, what else can I say? I stand here amongst you folks as one person, but I love all of you. I really do. I got some good friends here with me. I got a lot of friends standing. I got this Sergeant Major over there. Did I rate you or did you rate you?
Put me on the highest level, George. And just for that, I want to let you know that we have spam and donuts downstairs.
George, before we go downstairs and do what good Baptists do, and that's fellowship over food, join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this day, for George's service, for his family, for his impact on this little community of Wales. Father, we're so thankful that we live in the United States where we can hold these functions openly and freely without fear of harm or retribution. We ask, Father, that you lift us up, that you make us more than we ever thought we could be, that in this new year we move forward, and we move forward, Lord, and carry the spirit of the American flag in God we trust, that we walk and talk and do the things that Jesus would have us do each and every day. We ask for good health for George and his family, for all that are gathered. We ask that you lift us up and make us more than we ever thought we could be. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said.
Amen.
And you may move smartly downstairs to the food with the spam.
Spam and donuts.